you find yourself drifting through space. You look out and you see a nebula. But then you realize you're in an office filled with many books and an empty desk. You pick up the book on the desk and the title says Dreamscape.
Dear heart, since last we spoke, I, the traveler, have been wandering far and wide for you, searching for you, wishing for you to be near. But how funny is it that I have found myself come full circle, exactly in the place in which I started my home. After years of travel and soul searching for you, I have come back home, a weary traveler. But it seems I am finally at peace, because I have scattered you to the wind like ashes of a loved one flowing through dreamscape. But I can't help but sit here and hope for you. As always. Hello, dear ones. I am very sorry you have not heard from me in a while. I have been traveling, figuratively and literally, and I have found out a great deal. So that's what this podcast is. Thoughts of the journey. You know, finding yourself isn't easy. You don't just wake up one day and decide, yes, this is 100% who I am and forever will be. You learn by experience, like with all else. As you experience new things, new contexts, and settings in the world, take on a part of those experiences into yourself. You make that part of your being, and it becomes how you express yourself, and in part to others. As a trans woman now, I can say that I have never, quote, always knew that I was Luna. Whenever I was younger, and until I was 18, I knew myself as Kyle. The birth identity and personality shaped by uncontrollable forces such as birth. When I was able to experience the world a little more, and see other people's identities, I started to compare them to mine and learn from them. I used to feel the strange feeling that maybe I was gay. Maybe that's why I am more feminine. But no, it wasn't that. So, I, still as Kyle, explored a little more until I was 21 and had time to develop myself privately as the feminine part that I knew as Victoria at the time. I finally felt slightly comfortable to explore myself in private. Not in the perverted way, but as a now adult, unrestricted, I could explore my inner self. I didn't have support through any of this. I knew the traditional values of my family would be a problem. When I met a woman whom I married and moved to Colorado for when I was 22, I told her about this Victoria and how this feminine side of me was inside of me. The problem is, I just needed someone, maybe her, to help me feel not so scared to express it. She too fell to the people who would make me once again hide that feminine part of me. It wasn't until years later, when I was 26, I had mental problems, mental health problems, depression, anxiety, dysphoria, self-confidence issues. Basically, I was falling into the very depths of hell that I started to change because of life situations and no support. I fell into the very depths of hell, but I clawed my way back up. I climbed the rocky, murky depths, and I realized, after crawling out of that hole, that I was not the same person. My spirit, I found, was that of a wolf. This proud, noble, and worthy wolf. Laugh if you will, but I pictured my spirit as this wolf, anthropomorphic being. But with that image of myself, I started getting into personal development and spirituality, which started with Buddhism, as well as paganism and Wicca. Through Wicca, I found Dianic beliefs, or essentially goddess worship. This goddess worship actually helped me explore my feminine side and helped me to accept it. It had no mention of restriction or inclusion of what women were and to were not be accepted. The goddess accepts all women and all people into her motherly embrace. This I came to know. I developed myself, though, within personal development itself. The mind. I went into my own dreamscape many times, I went into my own spirit many times to see what it was that I could possibly do to help myself. And thus I found education. Education has been the key point in my life and has had the most impact on personal development within academics and the STEM community. There is so much diversity and acceptance of many beliefs. This side of me that valued education, paired with my Dianic Wicca beliefs, started to emerge in form. I know that this is a very abstract way of describing the sides of myself, but because of this, I developed an abstract view of the world, one where I can see many sides of many coins. The aspect of the astral plane, as I have mentioned many times, isn't what most people think. It's kind of like an in-between. Once you view the world in between of things and constantly ask why over and over again, the same and many questions, it's easy to see the connections within things. And if you spend time practicing inner peace and personal development, as long as I have, it becomes easier to see the connections and similarities within things, especially in humans. We all want the same things: acceptance and space to develop and identify who we are. When this doesn't happen, people often sort of go on autopilot, which leads to, in my experience, depression, anxiety, and the like. I've explored the scientific aspects of identity and personal development through academia and education, on my way through learning about my own personal development. As I finished my education, and even the journey through, I developed this identity of Luna. That is the name I gave myself. As someone who has the spirit of a wolf, as someone who is self-taught, as someone who formed their identity later in life, I am Luna, spirit of the moon, astral traveler, and cognitive scientist. All of those titles I gave to myself. I do believe that I have earned every single one of those, and nobody can tell me otherwise. This is how I found my confidence. Self-made confidence. It's kind of like the story of, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I taught myself how to fish, aka confidence, with a positive and sure idea in my mind of who I am inside as a woman. I move forward, ever onward, because time goes ever forward, never back, right? I know. Typical philosophical timey-wimey stuff here. But it's true. Even as I realize that I am Luna, this intellect who loves to ask questions and learn new things. Because by learning these new things, I learn who I am. As I said, you never 100% know who you are. That is why I am just now a 29-year-old figuring out that I am Luna. I never had the social support or the social boosting to help me discover myself. But even now that I have lit my own flame, fire spreads so. I use my fire to light other people's flames. That is why I believe that I am an educator. I don't think I'm an educator, but I know. Simply because I want to share my personal experiences with others. The intention of helping them in their own life and in their personal development by whatever that means to them. I realize that I have a lot more to learn, but there is more education, data, and mysteries out there still to be read. If I can light one person's flame, even a minor bit each day, I will have considered myself a success. Because it doesn't really take much to help light someone else's flame. But it has a massive impact on their lives, even if they don't realize it at the moment. I can't help the random circumstances of my birth. I can't help that this consciousness was in a male body. I can only know who I am, despite the perceptions of others. The only truth in myself is myself. Only I can know that. I have learned, though, that other people get different perceptions of the world based on a multitude of circumstances and events. The subjective and relative nature of other people's experiences bears no relevance onto mine, and thus nor and decrease in my own identity or self-worth that I ascribe to it. I am Luna, spirit of the moon, astral traveler, and cognitive scientist. Will I be this forever? Most certainly not. My interest in writing may guide me to a career as a writer. Delving into these same deep topics that you know this podcast for. My interest in education may take me on a role of a teacher, shaper and guardian of young minds. My interest in research may take me into conducting academic and scientific research of the mind. This podcast may take me into the role of a, quote, radio personality, a voice of the mind, of dreamscape.
A few quick messages before the end. The podcast is on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Spotify, hopefully many others soon, and I am on Podchaser, so if you guys would go and give a review, or follow me on Twitter, @LunaFrizzle, it would be most helpful. Thank you.